Ever pinch pennies all year for that one family vacation, only to feel the budget blues afterwards? If so, I was just like you. After three vacationless years, I stumbled on credit card rewards travel and cracked the code to amazing vacations that I could actually afford.
Welcome to Wonderland on Points. In this podcast, you will discover how opening credit cards strategically can save you thousands on travel. We're not just dreamers anymore. We're two adventurous moms turning dreams into reality. Join us as we spill all the points and miles secrets.
And contrary to popular belief, you don't have to spend $1 million to earn 1 million points. Traveling on credit card points isn't reserved for those with overflowing bank accounts. It's for everyday people like you and me, learning to turn routine expenses into free travel.
Consider us your points travel guides. This is Wonderland on Points. Let the adventure begin. Hello, friends. Welcome back. We are so glad you are joining us. It is a happy day on the podcast. We are going to share with you all about our recent podcast retreat. We had been teasing it for quite a while. Those who have been following along on this journey may remember that Joanna and I had actually never met in person, despite doing this podcast together for about 6 months. And today we are going to tell you about finally meeting in person. And I'm super pumped about it, Joanna.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And we're going to be joined by the amazing Lindsay, who is our team. You guys, we have a team, because without Lindsay, your Instagram feeds would not be blessed with the content that is currently being pumped out on Instagram. Because, you know, she's like our one woman drone. Like, you should see some of this. Some of the footage that she was able to get. It's absolutely incredible. So Lindsay is here with us now. This is not even a pre-recorded intro like we usually do. But we're going to talk to her in a minute because she is an absolute delight and you guys are all going to love her. So of course we made her come on the podcast with us. And also, if you missed any of the stories of our epic meetings, I have them all saved in my highlights, and I'm sure Mary Ellen will do the same, because those were, I think, personally very cute.
It was so fun. I can't wait to tell people about it. But before we do have a couple reminders. The first of which is that the Chase Sapphire Preferred and Chase Sapphire Reserve cards still have an elevated sign-up bonus. We do not know for how much longer that will last. Right now, it is 75,000 points, the sign-up bonus, if you meet the spending requirement in the first 3 months. Normally, it is a 60,000 point sign-up bonus, so you are getting 15,000 extra points. So make sure, if you do not have those cards yet, but you think that they are on your radar, this might be the time to sign up. And we will have links in our show notes for that.
Yes, we absolutely will. And I did want to update everybody that I was successful in messaging to ask them to match the in-branch offer of 85,000 points. So some branches right now are offering 85,000 points. Now, keep in mind, it is for $2,000 of extra spend. So we have to spend $4,000 to get the 75,000. We have to spend $6,000 to get the 85,000. So up in the air yet whether or not we will actually do that, but it's nice to have the option. So that was successful. I just sent a message through the secure message center and it was very easy. And then I want to ask something of you guys, okay? Our show cannot reach people organically without ratings and reviews from you guys. And I don't think it's fully intuitive how you leave a rating. So if you are listening, especially on Apple right now, because that is where like 75% of our listeners are, and that's where we kind of get our number of where we are in the charts and everything like that. If you could just pause us just real quick and go to our podcast page in the Apple Podcast app and scroll all the way down to the bottom, you will see 5 empty stars. If you will click the 5th star and give us a 5-star review, if you are getting value from the show, It means so much to us. It helps us so much. We were so excited this week, guys, to see ourselves listed as 60 in the top 100 charts of places and travel podcasts. It is such a big deal. We have been fighting forever because we were listed in the wrong category. We were in society and culture, okay? And we will never rank in a society and culture podcast because there's a gazillion million of those and they're some of the biggest celebrity podcasts around. So we wanted to be on places and travel. And I told Mary Ellen, if we are in the top 200, I will be thrilled. I said that. And as soon as we got recategorized and we checked it, we were 60, okay? And that is because of you guys and the ratings and reviews we've gotten so far. So anyways, long-winded, all that to say, it's so easy, it's free to you, and it helps us so, so much. So I really appreciate each and every one of you that takes the time to do that. And if you want to write some words out and do an actual review with words, I cannot tell you how much it makes our day to hear those.
We love it so much.
Really, really just fills our hearts with absolute joy. And don't forget to join our Facebook group and send us emails and tell us your stories and all of that kind of stuff. But really, those ratings and reviews are our bread and butter. I mean, they're actually not monetizing us yet, guys, but it's happening in the future, which means we're going to be able to bring you so much more. They will be. They will be. That's absolutely true. We are putting that out there. So it shall be reality. Just like when me and Lindsay said we will see dolphins, and then there the dolphins were. But you have to listen to the whole episode to hear that story.
And we are about to get there. The last thing, that little bit of business that we want to share before we dive into how you can plan the perfect girls weekend in Florida, which is what we just experienced on this podcast retreat. We want to make sure that we put it on people's radar that Air France and KLM recently released a ton of availability from the US to Europe, 50,000 point business class flights. And if you remember with those programs, children are cheaper. So that's adult 50,000 point business class flight tickets. But for children, it can be 37,000 points right on cue. There's a child in the background. So buy her a business class ticket and send her on her way.
I'm not even going to cut this out. I'm leaving it in.
So it is time to dig into the content, the meat of this episode, and that is planning what for us was a podcast retreat. For you, it could be a girls' weekend or family trip down to Florida. We had a fabulous time, and we brought along a friend. Joanna was there. My good friend Lindsay was there, and we had a blast. So Lindsay is actually in the points and miles world adjacent, I guess. Her husband has gotten really into points and miles. They've been opening credit cards and accumulating points. We're just helping them learn how to spend the points. They haven't quite got the earn and burn down, but they are in the earning. So welcome, Lindsay. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a busy mom. Tell us about your family and which credit cards you guys have.
Well, hello, Mary Ellen Joe. Thank you for having me on. I'm Lindsay. As stated, off to a great start. So I am a mother of five kiddos. I have children ages from 16 down to 7, which I think has partly been a barrier on us spending our points, but I'll get to that in a minute. So I had to go ask my husband because, like Mary Ellen said, I'm still in the learning a lot about it phase. And so I have my little list here. We have the Chase Sapphire Preferred. We each have that. I then have the Business Preferred Cash, which is another Chase card. Then I have the Amex Gold. That's my newest one. And by the way, I did request the Rose Gold, and they didn't send me Rose. They sent me the regular one.
How dare they? We're at the hotel bar and we both pulled out our Amex gold cards, and hers was the regular gold. Mine was the rose gold. And she was like, I think I requested that. And that is really a shame. How dare.
I know. I feel like they should give me some bonus points for that mess up.
Yes.
But then my husband.
Call them.
Let's see if we can squeeze them for some points. But then my husband has a few more than me. He has the Chase Business Preferred and the Business Unlimited. And then the IHG Premium, which he was just saying, oh, we need to get you the IHG, one of those. So maybe that's my next card.
Okay. All right. Okay, watch so your you 524 are... there.
Yeah, they're diving into the IHG loyalty program, which is actually not a hotel loyalty program that we have covered very much, but it's a great one with the fourth night free on points booking. So I can see where your husband was going with that.
We traveled so much last summer across the country. We did 9,000 miles of travel last summer, so we did a lot of hotels.
And you guys were doing a national parks trip, and so it's tricky because with a lot of national parks, there are not there. Hyatt doesn't have a very big footprint. We talk a lot about Hyatt hotels here, but IHG does have a lot of Holiday Inn Express type hotels that are located maybe a little closer to some of the national parks. So I can see why if you were doing a huge national park road trip, why the IHG hotels perhaps were beneficial.
Yeah. And one of those cards, I believe, comes with two free nights a year just for having the card. I know my parents have one of them. I could be wrong. It could be one night, but I swear my mom told me it's two free nights a year.
To use your own quote, that free breakfast is my love language. When there are seven people traveling and you get a hotel and you get free breakfast, that you're just making money at that point. To feed seven people breakfast is probably more than what we paid to stay at one of these hotels en route to like going to our next camping spot. So, you know, and then you snag an apple for the road. It's great.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, we like to make sandwiches from the free breakfast buffet.
So let's dive into how we chose the location that we did. And Joanna and I, what was important to both of us in narrowing down where we were going to do this podcast retreat and meet for the first time, is we were looking for places that both of us could get a direct Southwest flight. And that was like our number one. We bounced around from all kinds of different options and somehow landed on flying into Fort Myers, Florida, because we both could get cheap Southwest flights there. And I do remember my flights, I feel like were a steal. I had my flight to Fort Myers was 8,332 points, and my flight back home was 7,553 points. And then on top of that, so that's a total of only 15,885 points round trip on Southwest, direct flights, and then I have a companion pass. And so it was kind of a spur of the moment thing that we decided to bring Lindsay on as our team, and I was able to add her as my companion. And so that 15,885 points flew two people round trip to Fort Myers.
It's absolutely incredible. I believe that my flights were 7,712 one way and 12,422 the other way. But if I remember correctly, I also, on the more expensive one, I think that at some point I was able to price change that because it dropped. I can't remember exactly how much the price dropped on the more expensive one, but I do remember doing at least one price change on that. I can't even remember how Fort Myers came to be one of the places that we were looking at. I guess we really just wanted something warm, and we were just scanning every single Florida airport. At least I think that's how I started. I was like, where can I go direct for less than 10,000 points each way? And then we just happened to get so darn lucky after we nailed down Fort Myers that the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point was located in Bonita Springs, about 20 or so minutes from the airport. And once we saw this place, it was like, okay, done. Like, that's what we have to do. Look at it. It's gorgeous.
So that's tip number one for planning a getaway for a girls trip. Have everybody look at their home airport, figure out where you guys can fly direct together. I think that's a fun tip. If you can pull that off, you've got to be near kind of a bigger airport, but if you can find somewhere where both people fly direct, then that's the way to go.
It does make it a lot more fun. It was super fun that both on the way there and the way back, we were leaving at and arriving very close together. There was very little waiting involved. So, and the fact that neither of us had to bother with connecting flights or be traveling for a whole day, it was so nice. It was so perfect. I'm thinking I'm going to be taking a lot more trips down to Fort Myers because every part of this trip was relaxing. Even the travel to me was not stressful like it can sometimes be if you're traveling all day long.
Yeah, because we were able to hop on morning flights. And then by the time we got there, we still had what felt like a full day to spend. And then if you also line up your flight times, then of course you can share an Uber or a Lyft. And we were able to do that. We hopped in a Lyft together and we used a Chase Sapphire Preferred for that, which gets 5 times points when you're using Lyft right now. So I loved that we were able to combine and save money on both independently getting a Uber or Lyft to the hotel.
And just a reminder that you can link your Lyft to your Bilt account, and you can actually also be earning Bilt points, which can be transferred to Alaska Airlines while you're riding in the Lyft. So you are, Lindsay's face right now, nobody can see it, but she is in shock. Yes, so you can be earning Bilt points on Lyft at the same time as you can be earning Chase points. So don't forget that.
But before we get to the actual hotel, we must tell the listeners about our very first moment, because after texting each other constantly, recording at least like once a week for the past 6 months, we finally met because your flight got in first and you figured out which gate that I would be arriving at. You waited at the gate and I was able to run and leap into your arms at the very moment that we actually met in person for the first time. It was magical.
It was very romantic.
I thought so too, Lindsay. I felt like have known each other forever. It is not often that you meet people as an adult that you're like, this person gets me and I get them. And guys, I have to tell you, I felt that way about Lindsay here too. Like just at friends for life now, as my mother would say. I have Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith playing in my head on repeat. If you know, you know. It was like such a picturesque moment getting to actually meet in the airport on the inside of security. It felt like the olden days, you know, when you could like walk people to your gate or like pick people up from their gate. Can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. It's true. And that is what it felt like. So it was such a treat. It was a joy to finally get to meet in person. And we just had a blast starting immediately. From hopping in our Lyft, realizing that our precious driver spoke no English, and he had this raucous group of 3 women in his car begging him to stop by a CVS or a Target, except for he couldn't tell what we were saying. He encouraged us to get out the Google Translate, and we're like typing furiously, "Can we stop at Target? We need sunscreen because we flew to Florida with no sunscreen. Please." And he allowed us. It was so precious. And then we went supermarket sweep style through the Target, throwing things in our basket, snacks, drinks, which is definitely a huge tip if you were to do this trip or something similar, because whatever's going to be at your resort is way more expensive, I can promise you that, than if you stop by the Target on the way.
Amen. Lindsay, my hero here, bought a pack of High Noons. Do you remember how much you paid for those?
Yeah, it was $20.
For like 12 of them, right?
Yeah, a mere $20.
Right. And when we got to the hotel and we're in the little convenience shop, we saw them for $8 per can. Okay, guys. So you can, in fact, smuggle drinks into your hotel room and drink them out by the pool versus spending the money to buy them at the bar or in the convenience store. You know, we love those budget saving tips. I had one drink the entire weekend that I purchased from the bar, And it was $17. And then I think it was, I left a $2 tip. Yes. Yeah. Mary Ellen's face right now. She's like, this is why I don't drink, guys.
$17 for one
my spicy margarita. And it was not like a big fishbowl margarita. It was a normal plastic cup.
Wow.
And
okay.
The ice melted so fast. And so it got watery immediately.
Yeah, it wasn't even good after the first three sips because it melted so fast. Honestly, the High Noons were the way to go. Oh, Lindsay, tell them what we were gifted upon arrival from our darling Stephanie.
Oh, shout out to Stephanie from Boston. We loved you. She gave us the most delicious sparkling white wine. It was so cold and it was perfect. We loved it.
Yeah, it was amazing. And honestly, I wasn't sure if like everybody gets that because none of us have high status. So I was like, this seems like a globalist gift, but also maybe we are just that amazing. Or maybe everybody gets it. Or maybe it's because we were moms and it was Mother's Day. I don't know.
Regardless, we were very happy for our check-in gift. And we should note that for this hotel, what we decided to do was split it. So we were there for two nights. And I paid 20,000 points for one night. Joe paid 20,000 points for the second night. And then we just asked them, hey, can we not check out of our room, but just stay in our room? They said, sure, just come downstairs in the morning. We'll switch over your keys and move it from one person's reservation to the next. So big fan of splitting the points and each booking a night at the hotel when you're doing a trip with a group of friends that you can do that.
Yeah, it made it so easy. Guys, I think this is why I'm all in on girls' trips now for the rest of forever. Because when you bring your family, you're like, oh, no, I have to come up with the points for all these people, all these hotel nights. When you go with three girls who all earn points, like imagine next time we could do three nights and we each pay one. It's so few points for such a good time. I want to go back.
It's time to book our next trip.
Yes,
but
please.
Let's dig into the actual hotel itself, because I think all three of us would agree and highly recommend the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point to others. And I would recommend it for girls' trips, for boys' trips, for families. It kind of ticks the box for everyone. We saw some people there that were definitely on an adorable little baby moon. It could go in many different directions for different people. So what were some of your favorite things, guys, that you saw at the hotel? Oh, just with the actual hotel itself and the things available there. What were some of the highlights for you guys?
I would say, first of all, the thing I loved, one of the things I loved so much about this hotel, the staff was amazing. I felt like we made friends with everyone we met. Like, we loved Ursula. She's from Ohio. Another shout out. Stephanie. I mean, there was a Matt that we loved and an Emily. Like, the staff was great. That's always such a treat, is just to feel like everyone kind of makes you feel special. And one of the things that I love too is, like Mary Ellen was saying, is the versatility of this location. So they have an adult only pool, which is where we hung out because we did not have any of our kids with us. But as I was there, I thought, oh my goodness, the slides, the lazy river, there was just so much versatility.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was going to say, is that it was so nice if you were not there with kids to be able to take advantage of that quiet adults only area. But even if you had your kids there, the setup over at the kids pool was also great for adults and kids. So many chair options. Now, granted, I think we were kind of there in the off season. You know, spring break has already ended. Summer hasn't quite started. There were not a lot of people there. I think we got a taste of what it would be like to be crowded on Mother's Day, and we were still able to find three chairs together. I'm assuming people got day passes and came in, you know, for Mother's Day or whatever. But I totally agree. Another thing about this property that I love is the water fixture fountain when you come out these two doors. This is maybe silly, but it's just like the most stunning thing I've ever seen. This cascading fountain down the center of two rows of steps lined with palm trees on either side. I mean, so picturesque. And then there's a boardwalk that you can take over to the water. It's not a beach, but it's pretty. It's a pretty walk on this boardwalk. And I think we'll get into what else you can do from the boardwalk in a little bit. But it would be so easy to spend your entire time at that hotel relaxing and enjoy every moment of it. There's also a spa. You guys, we did not take advantage of the spa treatments because, you know, we're on a budget. So we don't, you know, we let the sand exfoliate our feet instead of going to the spa.
Yeah, we definitely do. Yeah, outside, a couple other things that they have, there's lawn games. So there's this beautiful lawn area where there's hammocks, there's swings out on a little dock over a pond. There's a putting green. There's a chipping challenge. So in the pond that's on the grounds, they have a little island that is just a little island green. And you, for $25, you can get a bucket of balls and try to chip onto the island green, which is really fun. It was a little steep in my opinion. I wish that was more like $5 or $10 for a bucket of balls, but it was something that if my child was there who really loves golf and my husband was there, we definitely would have done it. So, I mean, it was calling to me and Lindsay. We went and asked, we tried to get the bucket of balls and then we were like, okay, that's a little more than I wanted to pay, but yes, it does look fun.
Absolutely.
They provide the golf clubs.
Right, which is very important. It would be a shame if you had to pay for the bucket of balls and then they're like, oh, $10 per club also.
Yes, they definitely give you the club for it there. The putting green area is free. It's only that you pay if you do that chipping challenge. But they also have there some hula hoops. They have some darts. It's just a perfect area that if you brought a baseball and your gloves to throw around or the football to throw around, there's just so much fun there. There was a climbing wall, which was great. There are fire pits, multiple fire pit areas. And in the marketplace at the hotel, they do sell what you need for s'mores. But then again, you could also get those at Target. You could bring your own marshmallows and chocolate.
Yeah, but Target was close. S'mores. 7 minutes or so, right? It was so close.
Yeah, it was super close. And then in the same area with Target, I feel like this is helpful for people to know, were many restaurants. And so if you don't want to eat on property and you have a car, it's very quick and easy to a variety of restaurants. There was Chipotle, there was Olive Garden, there was a ton of options nearby.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were able to DoorDash food. And especially our first night, we got tacos from a local taco place. And I think with tip delivery, everything, I think we spent less than $50 on dinner for all three of us. And so you can easily get off property food, even delivered to you if you don't have a car, and spend a lot less than, you know, eating at the restaurants. And also, we probably could have done a better job like stocking up on snacks from Target and kind of munching on those. Like, there are definitely ways to make it very, very budget friendly. I also bet an Uber or a Lyft from the hotel to Target would have been a couple bucks. Like, it's so close.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we took advantage of having our Amex gold credits. So we actually did Uber Eats and Grubhub twice. And those, you know, trigger a $10 Amex gold credit. Each month you get a credit to both of those places that you can use. So we definitely tried to use all of our credit cards and their benefits to the max. Anything that we could. We did eat in the hotel for breakfast a couple times. So we use the marketplace, and that's kind of like a coffee shop. They have coffee for sale and then they have bagels. So I did get a little breakfast there one morning. And then the second morning we tried the actual hotel restaurant that has a big breakfast buffet. If you are globalist, it's a great breakfast buffet that you can access. We are not, but I paid for it because I'm a Southern girl. And I saw that they had Southern grits on the breakfast buffet, amongst other things that I knew I would eat. But I just want to say, if you are a first timer with Southern cuisine and grits, grits were the first food that my parents ever gave me, which was probably not the smartest thing, but it was. And so I will eat bad grits. I will eat all grits. I am Southern to my core with the grits. But this place had good grits. And so I was like, Joanna, if you have not had grits, this is the time. What did you think, by the way?
I actually really liked them. I just didn't know what to expect in terms of taste and texture. So it was a little a texture like a steel cut oatmeal. I loved how creamy they were and like savory more than like the sweet that oatmeal usually is. So I was a fan. It like took me a minute because I kind of thought it was going to taste different and be a different texture than it was. So I was like, wait, what was happening? But actually, ultimately, I would have eaten a whole bowl if I had been willing to pay for the breakfast buffet, which I was not. Both Lindsay and I got a baked good. I got a croissant. She got a bagel. And then we just got coffee. So that was $10-ish for that. And the same thing with the breakfast from the little cafe. I got a muffin and a coffee. And that was about $10 as well, just for your planning.
Yeah, for budgeting purposes.
Lindsay, did you like their coffee, the sweet coffee that you got from there? How was it like comparable to Starbucks?
From the cafe, the little cafe that we got coffee, I thought it was pretty comparable to a Starbucks. Now, I'm not the biggest coffee snob or coffee connoisseur, if you will, but it was I got the caramel macchiato iced, and it was a little on the sweet side, but it was very good still.
Okay, good. Yeah, and I felt that their espresso was great. I get an iced Americano at Starbucks, and I'm pretty picky about the taste of espresso, and it was not bitter or acidic at all. It was a really nice espresso, I'm just saying. So you don't have to feel like you have to leave property to go find a decent cup of coffee, which is always nice, in my opinion, because sometimes I get really sad about hotel coffee.
If you need it, you need it. And I know coffee people need it. They need their coffee.
Meanwhile, you were just drinking a Celsius with its 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Listen, I had never tried Celsius before. I have seen so many people with it. I know that it's like a heart attack in a can, but I did not drink the whole bottle because I was too scared of the 200 milligrams of caffeine, but I wanted to taste it. So I really only drank 3/4 of my can, but they do have Celsius available for purchase at the marketplace. Before we move on to the beach day, because there is a beach at the Hyatt Place Coconut Point, Coconut Point, which was a big question I had before we booked the hotel. I want to say that we mentioned the pools. There were 4 pool areas, 4 water slides, the lazy river, and then all of those pool areas had ADA access. So that's something that I was paying close attention to. They had access. If you are in a wheelchair with some mobility issues, they do have the proper equipment to aid you into the pool, into the lazy river, so that you can enjoy those things.
I also want to say that if you have a large family like Lindsay's or even like Mary Ellen's, they have family suites available at this hotel for 29,000 points. And technically, I think they cap you at 6 people for the suite. But truly, it did not seem to be a place that was really going to be a stickler about, it's not like it's an all-inclusive. And when you have another person in your room, like they're eating, you know, all the meals. So I think families of 7 can easily get away with squeezing into one of those family suites for 29,000 points. And I do think that is important to point out.
Oh, I was just going to add about the wristbands. They give you wristbands. You do not have to wear them. You don't have to wear them all the time. Now, I've been to places where they put it on you. You wear it the entire time. I hate having stuff on my wrist. Some of my kids have sensory issues. These, you can put them on, take them off, get a new one that day, the next day. They gave us a sheaf of wristbands at one point. Like it is. So if you're concerned about that, that was one of the things I loved was here's wristbands, get as many as you need, replace them as often as you need. So if you are like not a love, I didn't even wear one the entire time. No, neither did I. I really appreciated that. And I know a lot of kids out there, they don't like to wear that stuff all day, every day. So I love that.
Yeah, they mentioned to me that you do need a wristband if you're going to go down the slides. I think they pay more attention when they see people coming up to go down the slides. But any other time around the pool, never once were we asked about a wristband.
Correct. Yeah, which is nice because if you're like me and you're getting married in September and, you know, you're going to go get sunburnt on accident, you certainly don't want a big, chunky wristband tan line on your arm. So luckily I did not wear mine. So I only have weird sunburn lines on my back. It's fine. It's fine.
Speaking of sunburn, the place that you guys got fried was at the beach. So the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point has a free boat shuttle. You walk down this cute little boardwalk to the boating area, loading area, and you do have to reserve your shuttle ahead of time, but we had no problem doing that. And the boat goes pretty much hourly back and forth during the day. So we did take the boat over. And what I thought was just the most amazing thing, coming from somebody who's taken my family to the beach, just in random beach places, right? Where you have to supply your own chairs, you have to supply your own umbrellas. When I went out on that beach and I just saw all the chairs sitting out and all the umbrellas there just for me to take my pick, I was so happy. Did that speak to anyone else? It spoke to me. I was like, yes.
100%. My aunt and uncle were just in Mexico and they went to a beach where they had to pay $45 or something dollars to rent their chairs for the day. And I thought this was such an incredible perk of this hotel. You did have to reserve a spot, like Mary Ellen said, but it was very easy to do it online. They only let you reserve 24 hours or less in advance. So I did actually try to call and reserve our spot a couple weeks ago, and they don't open it that early, but it didn't matter. We had zero issue. We probably could have gone again the next day if we had wanted to. It's totally free. It's offered by the hotel. So it allows you to have this amazing hotel experience, but then also have the beach experience. And the boat drivers are so sweet and amazing. They talk to you and give you facts the whole way out there. You might just see some dolphins while you're on the boat or in the water. And actually, I feel like Lindsay should probably just go ahead and tell our dolphin / maybe shark story right now. I feel like it's time.
Before we dive back into the heart of today's episode, we want to hear from you. Do you have any questions about travel, credit cards, or anything else that we've covered on a podcast episode? We are here to help.
Go ahead and reach out to us at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com with any of your questions, thoughts, or even just to say hello. We absolutely love connecting with our listeners, and your inquiries could be featured on future episodes.
If you're looking to maximize your credit card strategy for travel rewards, take advantage of our free credit card consultation. Whether you are a seasoned points collector or you're just starting your journey, we're here to provide personalized advice to elevate your travel experience.
All you have to do is shoot us an email, again, at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and go ahead and throw in the subject line credit card consultation, and let's start a conversation about how you can unlock the full potential of credit cards for your next adventure.
We absolutely love hearing from our Wonderland on Points community, and we are so excited to connect with you. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Okay, so it was no maybe there's a shark story. There was definitely a shark, but we're going to get there in a second. So we see we're sitting in our beautiful chairs with basically nobody around us in the shade, enjoying the water. And we think, let's just get in the water because, first of all, it's calm as could be. It's super warm. And we can see these two women. It didn't look that far away out on the sandbar. So we decided to go venture out to the sandbar. Marianne, would you like to touch on this story just a bit? Because she didn't quite make it with us the whole way, which we didn't realize until we got there.
Okay. Listen, that sandbar was not close. It was very far away. I am a former lifeguard and state champion swimmer. And I was like, nope, not safe, not safe. Red flags going up. This sandbar is too far. And I should say that, as noted previously on this podcast, I'm not a big beach person because the water, I don't know, things are swimming around me. I could step on a crab. I'm not a big fan of that kind of stuff, but this water was pretty clear. So I did get in the water and enjoyed being in the water, but going you know, a mile out to the sandbar was a little bit outside of my comfort zone.
Not a mile.
Well, to be fair, you could walk almost the entire way. There was a short section where you had to kind of swim across. And it was that section where we're kind of swimming, and it's not even quite halfway, that we were talking about wanting to see dolphins. And then all of a sudden we see dolphins coming up out of the water like they're putting on a show, like full bodies up out of the water, diving, jumping up just beyond the sandbar. Joanna and I, and probably Mary Ellen, start screaming like we're being murdered or attacked by sharks. Joanna and I just start hauling butt. Like we don't even know Mary Ellen is turned and is headed back. We are hauling
sprinting
butt
sprinting as much as one can sprint through water that's coming at you.
Yeah, we were forced to do cardio against our will, but we wanted to see these dolphins. And it was honestly, it was so awesome and magical and wonderful. And we were sad Mary Ellen didn't make it to the sandbar with us, but we did 100% get about 15 feet from probably a nursing shark. And I think that would have been about it for her. So I'm glad she made the right call. She turned around at the right time.
Yeah, that actually did freak me out a little bit. The nursing shark, I was like, oh no, because I had already convinced myself that no sharks come this shallow, but I should have known when there were dolphins that, you know, other things could probably be there, but it was little. And I know I have the facts in my head about sharks. Like I know truly they're more afraid of me than I am of them. And it's, you know, it's okay. But even with the knowledge in my head, it does not stop my body from responding as if I'm going to die.
It got out of there as soon as it saw us. We did see some wonderful, magical, non-gonna bite us creatures.
Well, maybe not gonna bite us. The one crab was like, you know, want to go.
We did have a crab square up on us, but we also found some round little friends.
We did. We found these beautiful, cute little sand dolphins. I found a tiny one, and Lindsay found a huge one, and they were very much alive.
That tracks for us.
It does. Oh, I want to make a side note that I have always been one of the tallest people in every friend group I have. If not the tallest, and I met these two ladies and I am now the shorty. My friends here are very tall. So anyways, I was just making a parallel between our sand dollar finds, my cute little baby sand dollar, but they were so cute and they were alive, which was nice because previously I've only ever found dead sand dollars. So
yeah, we picked them up. We had a look and then we sent them back to their home.
Back to their home.
I will say that's the only part of the sandbar that I was a little bit sad to miss out on, because we used to find sand dollars all the time at the beach growing up, the beach that we went to, which was Fripp Island, South Carolina. If anyone's ever been there, it's gorgeous. And there were tons of sand dollars there when I was growing up. So I was super sad to miss that. But it's okay. Safety first.
Safety first. There were also some gorgeous shells out there. It was really fun because all the seagulls were out there just hanging out, trying to get some dinner. And it was just, I wish that I'd had like a waterproof camera or GoPro or something, because it was so picturesque the way that the sandbar kind of was like snaking along and the waves were coming in on both sides of it, and it was white sand and blue waves, and it was beautiful. And we, in fact, we later saw a boat stop out there, and it got me thinking, like, someone should get proposed to out there. So picturesque. You don't even have to go to the Maldives like DeAndre and Taryn. If you've listened to our previous episode, you can just go to Fort Myers and just take a little boat out to the sandbar. It looks the same. It's amazing.
I will say my favorite part, I think, of the beach day was there was this group of girls. There were four of them, women, I should say. I don't know at what age we become women instead of girls. I still say girls as if we are young kids. But there was this group of women. There were four of them. One of them had a blow-up inflatable crown on the whole time she was there. She was celebrating her birthday. And we started watching them. And one of them was sitting on this little beach wall. And the waves were like splashing up against her. And I was like, that is the shot that I want. I want to go take a picture. She looks amazing perched up there right now. And so we went over there and we just started taking a couple pictures of us that probably will never see the light of day because I am not going to post myself posing in a swimsuit on this beach wall. But we started just being silly and taking pictures. And then one of the girls comes up and starts directing me. Lindsay has my phone taking pictures. And the girl is like, pop your leg here. Do your back like this. Do your hair like this. And it turned into the most fun little 30-minute photo shoot of all of us doing these ridiculous seawall pictures. And I just had so much fun with those ladies.
Yeah, me too. And honestly, she was a genius because I looked back at those pictures and I was like, I would have never thought to do any of these things with my body. But oh, she is serving in these pictures. Okay. Ooh. And I did. They're also not going to see the light of day. Sorry, internet.
Yeah, there were no men around. It was nice.
That's why we felt like we could do this. There was nobody on that beach except for basically us and these other women. It was amazing.
Yeah, it's a private beach. They did tell us on the boat ride that there's one group of like condominiums that also have access to this beach. But other than that, it is just the Hyatt Regency and these condominiums. So there's not random people cannot access this beach. So it really helps limit the number of people there. And if you want to use the bathroom, there is a bathroom indoors. There's a big building with lots of tables where if you brought your own lunch and you didn't want to eat like actually out on the sand, then you could come sit inside this building with like a screened in porch and eat at a table. They had limited snacks for sale. There were some drinks. Very limited. We're talking a little bag of Cheetos kind of limited, but it's there. So you won't completely starve if you don't bring something with you. But you are allowed to bring coolers to this beach. It says that that's allowed. So if you do have your own groceries, feel free to pack those. And without getting in any kind of trouble or feel like you're breaking a rule, you're allowed to bring your own coolers out there.
Yeah, that was so nice. I think there's a lot of places that have rules about bringing, especially about bringing like glass or alcoholic beverages or whatever to the beach. So you were really allowed to bring everything. Obviously, you just need to clean up after yourself, guys. Don't leave your trash in the sand. Okay, rude. Lindsay's got to tell you our story about coming back from the sandbar because currently in this tale, we're still out there. And then we realize, okay, the dolphins have moved on. It's time to return. And both of us, I think, are looking and thinking, oh, it looks a lot further to go back without the adrenaline of the excitement of the dolphins.
Yeah, because it was like a mile offshore, people.
Not a mile.
I will say we covered a lot of distance where we were just blackout excited. And so when we turned to go back, the wind had shifted a little and the lighting had changed. So normally it's crystal clear. You can see straight down. But because the lighting had shifted with clouds, we could no longer see when it was deeper than a few feet. And the wind had shifted and we were kind of fighting a little bit of current to get back. So we're just kind of shuffling our feet and trying to move back quickly. And all of a sudden, this like massive creature of some sort, probably 5 feet away from us, produces this huge wave under the water. And we're both I just start going, Joanna, you could tell your reaction, but I just start madly kicking up sand. I'm like, kick up sand. But oh my goodness. It was so scary.
Screamed and clawed my body onto Lindsay's body. I jumped behind her. I was climbing her like a tree.
And the parrot on my shoulder.
Literally, I was like, I'm so sorry that I guess my gut reaction is like, you die first. Like, I would think that I would be the kind of person to throw myself in front of somebody. Nope, not in the ocean. Not in the ocean. I was behind you so fast.
I had peer pressured everyone to go out to the sandbar with me anyway. So I kind of felt like it was my responsibility to like, anyone's getting bit by a shark, I have to take that fall.
Yeah.
So I was like, like,
I was reluctant on the way in. It wasn't until I saw the dolphins that I really was like, yep, we're doing this. And yeah, I blacked out. I totally blacked out. But on the way back, it felt hard. It felt like we weren't making much progress forward because of the way the tide was pulling. And that scared me a little bit. Once when I was like 18 or whatever in Panama City Beach, I swam out to a buoy. And then on the way back, we could really feel the tide like pulling us super, super hard. And it was all swimming, no walking. And I panicked. Mm-hmm. panicked. I did think I was actually going to get like sucked under by a rip current. And like, that's kind of what went into my head when we were trying to run back. And I felt like I wasn't actually going forward. And then we don't know what this creature was. We did not see anything. We saw no fins. We saw no tails. We just saw the biggest splash that I don't believe could be produced by a fish. It was wild.
Running theory is some sort of stingray or man or whatever those are called, something like that underwater. We don't know. And so we're just going to go with killer shark, and we narrowly escaped death.
Great white right there in front of us. We almost died, but you know, we're so intimidating that he decided it wasn't worth it to take us on.
Did we hold hands and the rest of the way back? Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. And kind of were running like I personally was doing like this mall walking speed run with my arms moving back and forth and, you know, us trying to shuffle up sand. She's like, just kick up sand. I also had very big shells in my right hand that I had picked up on the sandbar. And I was like, I'm going to shank it if it comes at us. I'm ready.
I may have been a little bit stabbed by that oyster shell.
When I jumped on you?
Yeah.
Do you have a cut?
No, listen, we had a weapon if the shark decided to turn back on us is all. So we're good.
I didn't even know. Oh my gosh. No,
it was totally fine because we did get some beautiful shells. We saw some beautiful little conchs in the water and lots of beautiful shells. So
yeah. That is very, very true. It was worth it. Net positive. Yeah. Great story. Also, just getting to see dolphins jumping out of the ocean while we were in. I wish we'd been a little closer, but it's still amazing. Still amazing.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
I will say, I think I could handle, and I have met up with a bear in person, right? In a mountains trip. I have been face to face with a black bear, and I'm good with it. I hold my little arms up high and I scream and yell, and I'm not that afraid of a black bear. But being in the ocean and a possible shark, absolutely not. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's how my body felt too. It said hard pass, and it's how I feel about snakes as well. I will scream at the top of my lungs. It's amazing how many things don't frighten me at all. I feel like I would not be that worried about a bear. Like, I feel my heart would be racing, but it's not that visceral, like, screaming, jump behind somebody panic of ocean creatures and slithery, nasty snakes.
I will say, I thought I was fine, and I didn't feel afraid until that mystery slosh happened directly in front of us, and I felt so helpless. Like, what can we do here? We're a half mile off the shore still, and I have a human parrot on my shoulder, and we're stuck out here.
Yes, and we did. And I think I have seen, I personally try to expose myself to shark content a lot to get over my fear. It's not quite the same as being in real life, but everything that I've seen, they're diving in clear waters. You can see. And so, you know, like, you push its nose, whatever. When you can't see what's in the water with you, that's a new level of terror. I don't know what it was, and therefore, I've never been more horrified in my entire life.
And everyone should go to this wonderful beach with your family. You will have a delightful time.
We were unscathed, so I would recommend it because, you know, we had close encounters and nothing happened.
Absolutely. And it was the rest of the day on that beach was just gosh darn glorious. Until, of course, the wind kicked up. And our umbrellas started blowing away, and the gentleman who ran the beach decided to come take our umbrellas from us. And
rude.
Mary Ellen, the only smart one in the bunch, started slathering herself with the tube of 70 face lotion sunscreen. Meanwhile, Lindsay and I continued to try to use the spray sunscreen. And clearly, that was not a good idea. I have since decided that I will never buy spray sunscreen ever again because I have never been this sunburnt in my entire life.
You just can't take an umbrella from two blondes and a redhead. You just can't do it. We're going to burst into flame, sir.
Yeah, it's really unacceptable. But we didn't want to leave either. We could have, I guess.
I opted to stay despite the consequences.
I've got to say, I have never felt like the responsible one in a group quite like this before. I feel so responsible right now that I am the one who did not encounter the shark and actually did not get all that sunburn. It is a miracle. My mom will be so proud. Mom, aren't you proud of me?
I will answer for her. Yes, she is.
I don't think I put two and two together, but one of us was the only one not drinking the high noons. And that same one made smart sunscreen decisions.
Okay. All right, judgy pants.
First of all, we tried to be responsible with our spray sunblock, but the wind took it. So,
I put on so much sunscreen. I kept putting it on. I would reapply. I really thought I was doing good, but I wasn't.
It was a good effort. It's an A for effort.
Hopefully you got, this is my main burn of the summer. Got it out of the way. And now we can just be okay moving forward.
From the beach, we caught our shuttle, the last boating shuttle of the day, which would probably impress all of my friends that I stayed out on a beach for that long because it's not my scene. But with you guys, it was a delightful time and I was happy to do it. I did not read much of my book, I will say. I brought a book. It's one of those things. I think, oh, if I just didn't have my children here, I would sit and read a book all day. Wouldn't that be lovely? And I did bring a book on this trip, and it was a book called ADHD is Awesome. It is a new release. And in true ADHD fashion, I have only read a couple pages.
Yeah. Same.
But I tried.
I also tried to read my book. I think Lindsay's the only one who successfully read a good chunk of her book on the last day, because you and I were like in our content making zone. We were like, we have to leave soon.
I got 12 chapters.
Heck yes, you did.
That is impressive. So yeah, the last day that we were there, you guys were fried to a crisp. And so we hid under umbrellas around the pool. I did some water aerobics in the pool to get my heart pumping. And we just relaxed and enjoyed absolutely everything that we could that the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point has to offer. I think all of us would rate this hotel very highly. I think all of us would like to return again and would. Yes. So if it's somewhere that you have been considering, then I would say go for it. There's a little bit more to tell you about the airport on the way out.
But before we get to our great airport story, I do want to tell you that we had zero trouble at all checking out of our room, having them hold our bags, and spending the rest of the day at the pool until it was time for us to go to the airport. So plan accordingly, because that is an option. They're not like, oh, you've checked out, you can't use the pool anymore. When we left, we got another Lyft. Actually, I think on the way back, I got an Uber. And the reason I did that is because I compared both prices, and Uber was having a 25% flash sale for that time. And honestly, it worked out perfect because it said he was 5 minutes away. But the second that I clicked that we wanted that ride, he pulled up literally like 30 seconds later because he had already been bringing someone else to drop them off. So it was the most seamless transition. And he told us, Lindsay is a Florida native. So Lindsay and our sweet Uber driver had a conversation basically the whole time. And he was telling her all kinds of things about Florida at this time of year.
Yeah. So I had asked him, oh, are you we getting ready to kick it into high gear for summer? And he said that just because of the location where Fort Myers is, that it's not really the place where people go in the summer. He said it's usually pretty dead in the summer, similar to our experience while we were there. And a lot of people go to Orlando or the Keys or whatever. And I thought that was like a great hot tip. I was really surprised by that because I grew up in North Florida, Tallahassee, going to Panama City Beach all the time. And it is slammed during everyone's spring breaks and during the summer. So if you are looking for a beach that is so similar to Panama City as far as the water, I mean, it's the Gulf of Mexico. It's crystal clear water. It's bathtub-like usually, which I love. My kids want waves, but I love the clear, nice bathtub water. But he said it's dead most of the time during the summer. So I am genuinely been looking to book another trip this summer to go to Fort Myers because what a hidden gem.
Seriously, so incredible. The guys on the island did say that a typical day, like the day that we were there, there would probably be about 150 people out on the beach. So I'm not totally sure how many chairs they put out, but I think I would recommend for anybody that you guys take the first ferry of the day to the beach just to make sure you can get those nice chairs and umbrellas. Otherwise, you're going to have to set up on a towel, I would think. But when we were there, it just happened to be extremely slow. And I was also surprised to hear that nobody goes there in the summer. But hey, I'm not complaining. I do not like a crowded beach. And it was literally exactly the same as Panama City Beach. I think the only thing you probably won't be able to find, I would imagine, is like a great dining and nightlife scene. But if you're going with your family, that's not what you're there for anyways. So yeah, we had a great Uber back. He had a lot of tips. He also let us know, because we were chatting with him about our Lyft on the way there, that in the future, if you are trying to add a stop while you are in an Uber, you can add the stop on your end in the app. And that will keep the Uber or the Lyft driver from not getting paid enough and from missing out on a next ride. There's some technicalities there, but I think that that was a pretty important tip, is that rather than just asking your Uber driver to stop somewhere, you could add it in on the app so they are getting properly compensated. Of course, we made sure to leave a big old tip for our lovely, lovely drivers.
Yeah. The airport, I will say the driver also gave us the tip that there are, if you are in Fort Myers in high season, that the line at the airport can be longer than expected. But for us, there was absolutely no line going into security at the airport. However, there were very aggressive TSA agents, including a woman who seemed personally offended and upset that I did not go in the TSA pre-check line. Neither line had anyone in it, but my companion pass, I had Lindsay on my phone. Her boarding pass was with mine. And so I just went through the regular line rather than TSA PreCheck, since I thought Lindsay and I should stay together and she doesn't have TSA PreCheck. And that woman was very upset with me that I was not in the TSA PreCheck line. And I was like, okay, well, it doesn't matter. I'd like to stay here. She said, you're going to lose your benefits. And so I was like, okay, I can take off my shoes for this time if I need to. But in the end, she gave me a card so that I didn't actually have to take off my shoes. What I did need to do is take my computer out of the bag and my camera out of my bag, which would have been fine. And we would have been on our merry way had I not gotten flagged. And as they started looking through my bag, I realized that perhaps it was not the best choice to get my chai tea latte mix and split it up amongst a lot of little baggies. Turns out when you have powder substances in little small baggies, it can be flagged for drug smuggling. My bad, my bad. She actually asked me first, was it sand?
And it looked like sand.
It did.
You guys thought that I was some kind of sweet psycho mom and brought home little bags of sand for my children.
Your two favorite things, sand and crafting.
I absolutely did not bring back sand, but I did have the chai tea latte mix that I packed and didn't use because I chose to get drinks at the little market in the hotel. So that was pretty hilarious in the moment. I was like, what are they stopping my bag for? I thought it was my little tripod thing that was in my book bag, but in the end, it was the baggies of chai tea latte. My bad.
Unbelievable. And they were just kind of rude. I mean, it's not like TSA people are ever delightful. Although the guy on my side, like, I was through way quicker than you guys, just going through a separate ordinary line. And he was like, I didn't know if I was supposed to put my bag in a bin or on the thing. You know, it's different at every airport. And I did the wrong thing. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's different at every airport. He's like, oh, you're good. That's what I'm here for. And I was like, oh, you are pleasant. I have a very low bar for what constitutes a pleasant TSA person. And he just well exceeded that. So, but your people were kind of strange and grumpy. And she also seemed a little suspicious of your gimbal.
Yeah, gimbal. That's what it's called. I will tell you, though, if anybody is planning to go back to the airport and is a little hungry, thinking you'll grab a bite to eat there before you get on the plane, not recommended. Very small airport. And while it was very clean, the dining options were limited, to put it mildly.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's because of the terminal we were in. I have no idea how many terminals. A lot of times, like at St. Louis Airport, Southwest is its own terminal and has way less options than the bigger terminal with the other airlines. So I don't know if it's like that at Fort Myers, but it was not good food options. I was disappointed because I usually enjoy getting some kind of airport food. Like that's something maybe I wouldn't normally eat usually. And I didn't have anything that I could spoil myself with. I got a very underwhelming chicken pesto panini, and I threw half of it away because it was actually so not good.
And I can promise y'all that Joe does not waste food, because I had to force her to throw away 24-hour-old rack of ribs that I was like, do not eat that. You will
waste
be in the
food.
Hospital.
We should have eaten it, Joe.
I was going to eat it later. I was going to take it on the airplane. She would not let me because it had at that point been sitting out for about 6 hours. It was in the mini fridge overnight. I didn't leave it out for 24 hours. But then when we had to check out of our room around whenever we went downstairs, noon or 11 or so, I had to take it with me. So it was sitting out with us for hours. And I personally would have still eaten it. And I am convinced I would have been fine. I ate my burger that was sitting out and it was fine. I didn't get sick. But she made me throw it away. It was $20.
Disgusting. Y'all are not nurses.
We're thrifty.
I will say I sound like such a stick in the mud. Other than smuggling drugs, I rarely come across as a stick in the mud.
I think that anybody who sees our content will know that you are not a stick in the mud, because we filmed the most ridiculous things all over this darn hotel. They are so kind to put up with our antics, because we were stopping traffic in the elevators and like dancing around. We just had the best time. It was so fun. And you guys should all head over to all of our Instagrams so you can see what's happening and what did happen, because there's more good stuff to come.
There were so many scenic areas to take photos. So like if you're going here on an anniversary or something like that, or with your family, there are a million different places where you can go and take gorgeous photos. It was just, it's scenic everywhere. There's flowers and roses and hibiscus, and there's a lake. And it's just very, very scenic for taking photos. So it was great for creating a bunch of fun content.
So good. And Lindsay has such a great eye and was able to do like a little brand shoot for us and some headshots. And I think we feel very excited about having some professional photos. You guys have to help us decide if we're going to change our cover art. The internet, the poll I put up, everybody says, but we love your cover art. So maybe we'll leave it. I thought it would be fun to have our faces in it, but you know.
I do love your cover art.
Thank you. I made it. I feel pretty proud of it. Canva.
I will say, when we had to leave, it had to be the most perfectly ordained moment of it. Our gates were side by side. She was B4, we were B6, and we boarded our planes at the exact same time. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be able to see her plane. So we made sure that we were on the right side of our various planes to peek out the window. And I could see you putting your little hand up against the window. And I put my little hand up against the window. And we watched each other taxi away. It was so emotional, like a movie scene.
So like a movie.
It really was.
It was sad.
It was so fortuitous. Their planes, like we were just adjacent to one another, and it was very much like a cinematic moment.
I truly could not believe that. I've never had that experience in my life. It was so cute. And you guys got such a funny shot of me smushing my face up. I was in a full row in the very back of that airplane, which, by the way, usually I gamble on the last row. They said there were going to be 30 open seats on my flight. It turned out it was only 20. And that ended up being middle seats scattered about. I was like, I'm going all the way to the back. I know it doesn't recline, but nobody likes the back row because it doesn't recline. So I'm going to sit back here and I'm going to have a full row to myself, or at least there will be an open seat in the middle and no one will want to sit there because it's the back row. No, two ladies almost immediately came straight back to the back row and sat next to me. I was like, what are you guys doing? Go sit somewhere else where you can recline. Don't you want to recline? I was mad. But anyways, you got such a cute shot of me out the window. I tried to get a shot of you, but the sun was reflecting on your window, so it was so hard to see you. But I still, you can see enough to know that it happened. I went into it feeling like I'm going to come back from this trip so tired because it was so quick. But actually, I didn't. I came back feeling rejuvenated. I mean, even just 2 nights, 3 days was enough to really soak in all of this time. And it was so fun with you guys. And I just left, like I said, feeling like, oh my gosh, these are my friends for life. And now we got mom friends, girls trip friends. I think, like, I just highly recommend, if you haven't taken the time to take a little break from momming and get away with some friends, highly recommend, even if it's just for 2 days. Guys, we all just need it.
So I agree. It is so important to have these girls trips and do some stuff with your friends and just and get away. Ironically, we were away on Mother's Day without our kids, which was not necessarily ironic so much as intentional. And I just it was just exactly what I needed at the time, too. And I was actually just kind of coincidentally invited along on this trip because I was sharing with Mary Ellen how I, as much as I love my kids, but we just started homeschooling my three little kids this year, which means I am with my kids every second of every day. And I love them so dearly. But I had was saw Mary Ellen like a week before they were getting ready to leave. And I was like, I just need a break from my family. And she was like, well, we need someone to take photos. So hop along with us. And that because they have all these points that they had already paid for everything, and she has her amazing companion pass. So it just ended up being this super easy for me to just jump on last minute. Now, I will say I have a plethora of points, so I need to start spending them soon. And I did learn a lot this weekend, which my husband was thrilled about. So we will be spending we have 400,000 points, which is ridiculous. But because we have to fly so many people, I think we're going to burn through them a little bit. But I'm looking very forward to using them soon.
Absolutely. You guys might want to look into getting the companion pass, like when it, you know, becomes time again. Mary Ellen's our companion pass expert here. She could coach you through that. Because with that
she
many kids.
A little.
Start looking towards November. Circle up November on your calendar. That's when we're going to start our companion pass season for next year. So keep that in mind. It was such a joy that Lindsay was able to kind of come spur of the moment. We needed her to take pictures and video for us. And one little tidbit about Lindsay, which I think is really fun, is we originally met because we were moms of the same child, which sounds very odd. But as our listeners know, I am a foster parent. Lindsay is also a foster parent in my community. And so I had a little baby that came to live with me who had older siblings who were not able to be at my house. And so when Lindsay became licensed to be a foster parent, all three of the siblings were able to live together if they lived with Lindsay's family. And so the little baby that lived with me for about 9 months then transitioned to Lindsay's home and lived with Lindsay until they were reunified with their birth mother. So Lindsay and I feel like we share a special connection, as we call ourselves sister moms, because the same little kiddo, we were mom to the same little kiddo. So that's just
sister
a fun
moms.
Sister moms. So Lindsay is now our team, and
yes,
she is going to be our designated photographer and videographer. And we were so thankful that she was able to join us and I was so thankful that I finally got to hug the neck of my beloved Joe and that we got to meet each other in real life, despite having already been best friends for 6 months through this podcast journey. Thank you guys for listening, for giving us this platform to come together, to get to just grow a beautiful relationship and friendship with each other. Listeners, we could not do it without you. And so we are so thankful for you and that you give us this opportunity to grow in ourselves as Points and Miles mamas and then grow in a relationship with each other. So thank you for listening.
Yes. Thank you guys for being here today, listening to our deep dive. Let us know if you take any trips because of stuff you hear from us. And then, Lindsay, do you want to tell everybody where they can find you on the internet? Any interest in having our followers follow you?
So I am hit or miss with getting on my Instagram account, but I am trying to keep up with it a little because we do travel a lot of national parks with our huge family. So it is adventures_in_pop_up. So, I mean, you can check it out there. I'm trying to post some stuff, but either way, it was really fun to be on this trip. Thank you guys so much for having me. You are the easiest models to photograph because you're both beautiful inside and out.
Oh, stop it. Well, you are the easiest person to get along with in the entire world. And even though I will admit to everybody that I had a little bit of nerves thinking that I might be a third wheel, I was in fact not. It was the perfect balance of personalities.
Try
and it made me
Becca.
So happy. And trifecta, and I'm ready to do it again. So let's get it on the schedule. All right, everyone, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you here next time.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.